The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Come in, guys. Tell us where you are from. I see some people getting on. Share. If you are viewing from my personal page, share to your friends. This is going to be a great word on today. It's going to be so powerful. So I wanted to share the testimonies from some of the members of the group, because telling our testimony is so empowering to others. And sometimes we try to sit on our testimony, not knowing that it can help someone. So I'm going to share about four of them. And it's like when I say brought me to tears, you never know someone's story. So I'm going to share some of the Singles Who Pray members' testimonies. And the first one is from Messia. And she said, one moment, let me move this from the screen. So Messia, I think I'm saying her name right. I hope I'm saying it right. She said that she was healed from acid reflux, no more sleepless nights. To God be the glory. Let's give it up for that testimony. She was suffering from acid reflux, and there is no more sleepless nights. God healed her from sleepless nights. God is so good. And I was just so moved by that testimony. She is healed, and God is a healer. Amen. So we have another testimony. So I have to go actually to the testimony because it was incredible. I'm going to try to read some parts of it because she shared the whole testimony and the Singles Who Pray group. And I was blown away. God is amazing. And God, this is going to encourage someone out there that may be going through a hard time when it comes to, you know, healing and the journey of healing. And she was healed from breast cancer. Teresa, she was healed from breast cancer. I'm trying to find her testimony. Okay, let me go on my phone because Facebook is acting up right now. Okay, so I'm just going to, hold on, guys. I have to find the testimony. But when I say we have to give our testimony, you never know who can be touched by it. You never know who can be encouraged. And we cannot sit on our testimony in this season. Someone is going to be empowered. Someone is going to be helped by our testimony. And God is so faithful. God is still healing. God is still doing supernatural healings in this time. And we just can't sit on our testimony. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still looking for the actual, like, I have to go to the actual testimony. As you come in, feel free to comment and tell us where you are from. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's early, but you guys didn't find it robbery to get on today. As you come in, if you are viewing from my personal page, feel free to share with your timeline to tell someone that we are on today. And we are praying and we are sharing testimonies like we did back in the days. We need to bring back testimony service because God is moving in the earth. And God is healing, God is setting free, God is delivering us from all the things that had us bound. I'm still looking for this testimony, guys. Wait, let me go to the comments from yesterday because it was a blessing. As you come in, I know you're like, why she keep saying it? As you come in, feel free to tell me where you are from. Okay, so I found the testimony. Amen. I see Paula's on, I see my auntie's on. She's on from Connecticut. Brooklyn's in the house. Paulette is from Connecticut. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Invite someone to the group. Invite someone to the group. Amen. So I'm going to share a testimony. So Teresa, she was healed from breast cancer. She said that She had many events in her life that was scary. And she said that the breast cancer had come back. And one of her friends prayed that the biopsies of the breast would go away. And they inserted a wire in her breast. And while she took the mammogram, she said that her friend was like, God is going to give you a miracle and there will be no more cancer. And they couldn't find the problem area when she went to the biopsy, and they ordered an MRI to make sure that it was right, that they were right. Nothing was found in the MRI, guys. She said that she went through a mammogram and an ultrasound and they saw a shadow. So she said that she knew that she was healed in Jesus' name. She said, I always ask God for a miracle. And the only way that something will work out is that when I ask for a miracle, God makes it happen. And she is just so happy that God healed her from breast cancer. Let's give it up to God, be the glory. She was healed from breast cancer. And I want you guys to just give God the glory for that testimony. God is a healer. God is still giving us miracles in this season, and we just praise the Lord. Someone is from Ohio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. Right now we are sharing the testimonies of the group. Some of our members have shared their testimonies, and they were so excited for me to share it. So we are sharing it, and we are giving God praise, because when God heals somebody, we know that the healing is in the atmosphere. Amen. So the next testimony is from Brenda. Oh my God, this was amazing. Another amazing testimony. She was healed from a rare brain disorder. And I'm going to read more of her testimony because it was so powerful. Like all the testimonies brought me to tears. She said that God saved her life just a few weeks ago. Back in 2018, she was diagnosed with a rare brain disorder, which presents itself as a brain tumor. And she developed a condition that stops blood from flowing from the veins and sinus captivity. And back in December, someone say back in December, she went to a neurosurgeon and they went over some of the brain scans. And during the visit, the doctor goes over the results and determines that she would need a surgery. And then that the condition got worse. And then the last time they saw her, they recommended to get a stenting. I guess it's something for the brain. And she agreed to the surgery. But let's fast forward. And this is Brenda's testimony. Fast forward to February 17th. The doctors came in to prep her to have surgery, which was delayed. And when she went into the surgery, the doctor put her under anesthesia, and the doctors woke her up and was pulling tubes out of her. And to fast forward, she said that after cutting her open and starting the procedure, discovered that there were no more pressure or buildup in her brain, and that they couldn't find any veins or anything, and they aborted the surgery. Let me say that one more time. They aborted the surgery, and she said that they didn't have to do any surgery because they couldn't find anything. Wow, this is such an amazing testimony. So God saved her from having brain surgery. She is healed in Jesus' name. So let's give it up for Brenda. What amazing testimony. To God be the glory. As you guys come in, it's just Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. I'm Coach Danielle Powell. We are sharing testimonies from the group. If you have a testimony, feel free to comment, and maybe you missed the time where we posted in the group. If you have a testimony, put it in the comments and I will put it on the screen, because we are celebrating what God is doing in the lives of the singles. We are celebrating what God is doing and what he's about to do. So let's give it up for Brenda. What a powerful testimony. When I say these testimonies put me to tears, listen, God is so good. So the last testimony is from Germany, and he is one of Singles Who's Prayed. He's one of the guys in the group. We don't have any guys, but he's one of the guys who supports the group, my bro. And he reached out to me prior to this, and God gave him a new job. And I'm going to read his testimony. Let's celebrate the new job in Jesus' name. And his testimony was that he messaged me a few days ago to pray for a financial breakthrough, and he fell behind on his car note, and that was out of his control. And they were talking about taking his car, but in the midst of that, God gave him a new job, and he wanted to take time to give God all the glory and all the praise for that new job. And he is so excited at what God is doing, and he is still trusting God to make a way out of no way. So let's give it up for our brother Jeremy. He is so excited at what God is doing. And we praise the Lord for the amazing testimonies, guys. God is so good. We cannot sit on our testimonies in this season. Somebody needs to say, write in the comments, tell your testimony. And as I mentioned earlier, if you have a testimony, feel free to share it in the comments, and I will share it on the timeline, because we cannot sit on our time, on our testimonies. You remember back in the days when the old school, they used to tell their testimony. We used to take time, hours of telling our testimony, and God was moving like never before. So we got to bring back some of the basics. Amen. All right. So we're just going to get into the word. Thank you guys for coming on. I know it's early, and we are just going to get into the word. So go with me to Deuteronomy 10 and 21. He is the one you praise. He is your God who performs for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eye. So God gave me this topic, managing your miracle. Someone write in the comments, managing my miracle. This time, I will manage my miracle. So write in the comments, I will manage my miracle. So quick story, testimony, because I was going to share this last week, but with the scheduling and stuff, I wasn't able to get on. Oh, we have another testimony. Hallelujah. And let me see who this is. I can't see the name. Yesterday, I completed my first week at my new job at a local hospital. Amen. Let's give it up. New job, new career. And this is from Sarah. Sarah, congratulations. Let's celebrate our sister and brothers in Christ. Amen. That is a blessing. Hallelujah. I will manage my miracle. Yes. Feel free to keep sharing the testimonies. I'm going to share it throughout the broadcast. Share your testimonies. We are giving glory to God for what he is doing in this season. So I'm going to just share a quick testimony, because last week during service, I said God continues to always confirm what he wants you to do. And at service last week at my church, they just kept singing Miracles, Wonders, Signs. You know that song? I think it's by Todd Delaney? I'm not sure, but they just kept saying it over and over again, miracles, signs, and wonders. And I was just like, wow, this is such a sign for me to really testify. And they just kept saying it and saying it. And the service just moved into like a revival. People were getting healed. People were getting delivered. People were getting set free. And it was just one of those services where we just, after the broadcast was over, we're still praising God, giving God the glory and honor. And, you know, I was just moved to tell my testimony. And I was going to tell the testimony last week, but remember I told you guys I wasn't able to get on. So I'm going to tell my testimony really quick. So I'm trying to see how I'm saying. Okay, so I'm the type of person, like, you know, when I go through things, I don't really say it publicly. I just, you know, pray about it. And I, you know, speak to those who cover me and pray for me. I'm really silent. Many of you guys know I'm really private about my life anyway, but when it's over, I can testify about what's going on. So last year I started to have random asthma problems, and I'm not a person that has asthma. Like, I have asthma, but it's not severe. It's like, you know, here, come and go, just needed a pump if I do some workouts that's a little, you know, running and stuff. So I went to the doctor, and my doctor told me that he needs to test my asthma. I'm like, okay, you know, it's a specialty. So I trusted him. He's a great doctor. So I did a series of tests, and my doctor, he was very concerned. Like, he had a concerned look on his face. Like, your breathing test came back really low. like it's abnormal. And I'm like, I was shocked. Like, yes, I feel like, you know, I know my breathing was getting a little different, but I'm like, okay, I haven't been working out as much. I was working out twice a week to now not working out really at all. So maybe that's why, you know, my breathing is different. But he was like, no, this is extremely low. I guess the average breathing is supposed to be 80%. And I was at 65, which is extremely abnormal to be at 65 breathing capacity. So I'm like, what? I'm like shocked. And I was like, I'm not even gonna lie, guys, I was shocked. And I was like, no, this can't be true. Like, I was like, no, this is not true. And fast forward, I went to a series of tests. And my test, I got like a chest exam and it came back normal. So the doctor was really confused, like, why is your breathing so low? He didn't really know what to do, actually. So he gave me like some pumps. And he just told me, you know, keep coming back every month for a follow-up. We're going to check your breathing. So I was going to the doctor every month to follow up with, to see how my breathing was doing. It's going up, going down. And I feel like it wasn't even moving. So you can imagine, like, just feeling like I'm really at the lowest capacity of breathing. And, you know, I told my doctor, when he told me this, I was like, I'm giving God 3 months to change this around. And I trust God. And he probably like, what is she saying to me? Like, I was like, I don't accept this. I'm trusting God. God is going to heal me. And I kept saying it to him. God is going to heal me. And you're going to see. And I don't know if this man was a believer or anything. I don't even know if he even believed what I was saying, but I believed in God and the God that I serve, that he was going to heal me. So I went old school. I started anointing my throat and my chest every night with that holy oil, praying for healing every day. And every month I was going to the doctor. Good morning. Good morning. As you come in, this is Singles Who Pray. Good morning, Quinn. Good morning. This is Papa Prayer. I'm just giving my testimony really quickly. And then we're going to pray and give the word. So make a long story short. Every month I was going to him for checkup with my breathing and it was not getting any better. But I need somebody to say last week I went to the doctor and my breathing is back up to 80%. God did a miracle in the eyes of someone who may not even believe. And God did a miracle. To God be the glory. God could not do anything but fail. God is a healer. God is a healer. Let's put that in the chat. God is a healer. I need you guys to put that in the chat. God is a healer. I'm getting emotional just talking about it, because I know what it's like when you're waiting for that healing to come months and weeks. And listen, you got to trust God. You got to trust God when you are going through the craziest season of your life. I need y'all to put in the chat, God is a healer, and God is going to heal us in the midst of it all. God is a healer. So with that being said, so I went to, I went to him and he was even shocked. He was like, you know, sometimes patients, they take years and months to get back to a certain number, but this is a miracle. And I was like, that is Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus. You know, I didn't want to get deep on him, but I just wanted him to understand, like, I trust in God. I'm going to trust in what's the results that was given to me. But I just pray that even just all the testimonies that was shared today, because you may not be going through a prop healing, you need healing today. Maybe someone you know needs healing. Believe for them that they are healed in Jesus' name. I see you guys putting it on the screen. God is a healer. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We just give God praise. Where you are, just lift up your hand. You might be driving. You may be in your car. Just give God praise. And God is a healer, and God is healing. God is moving. God is doing miracle signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just wanted to share that really quickly. As you come in, this is the pop-up prayer. The topic for today is managing your miracle. I need y'all to put that in the chat. I will manage my miracle. Amen. God is a miracle worker. God is healing. We are in the season of supernatural healing. If we could only believe that we will finally see our miracle. And some of you may be going to experience the healing for yourself, for your family. Some of you are going to receive a healing turnaround. When a doctor says one thing, God is going to heal you because you belong to God. And your healing is going to leave the doctors in astoundment and amazement. God is going to start healing in the midst of the church service. People come in one way and going to leave differently. God is coming to heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you are going to experience a healing, a miracle, of an open door. Some of you have been praying for an open door. You will finally receive that dream job. You will finally receive the house and the car that you've been praying for. It will be easy. It will be an easy path. It will be an easy journey. Some of you will finally get the opportunity to go back to school. You've been praying about that. God is going to make a way out of no way. Some of you are going to receive a miracle of your unsaved loved ones coming to Christ. Some of you are losing hope. You are like, God, please let them get to know you, but God is going to save your loved one. Just be patient. Keep praying for them. Keep loving on them. Let me say that one more time. I don't know who this is for. Keep praying for them. Keep loving them. Keep showing the love of Christ, because God is going to turn their hearts to Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you are going to receive a miracle of marriage. Yes, it may be a miracle because some of you have been losing hope about marriage. You think it's too late. You think you're past your time. You think that it's just not going to happen. But in your eyes, it's going to be a miracle because you're already at the phase where it's like, I don't know if this is going to happen. But God is going to do it for you. God is going to show you that marriage is still available to you. God is going to perform miracles that we weren't even thinking about. Hallelujah. Some things that we forgot about, some things that we stopped praying for, some things that we didn't even think about. God is going to do a miracle. It's going to bring us joy. It's going to bring us peace. So how do we manage the miracles that God gives us? Yes, God gives us a miracle, but what do we do afterwards? So I'm just going to give you guys a few ways on how to manage your miracle. First thing, we praise the Lord for what He has done. Like today, we just already gave God praise for the testimonies, but we have to stay in the posture of prayer. So I'm going to give you guys a few scriptures. Go with me to 2 Samuel 22 and 50. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. Yes, I will manage my miracle. I will manage my miracle. Amen. Yes. Psalms 150:6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just love this scripture because it's straight to the point. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that means everyone. Praise the Lord. Psalms 115:1. So not unto us, O Lord, not to us, but to give your name glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. See, we give God praise not for ourselves, it's for to give God all the glory for His love, for His faithfulness. God is forever faithful. Even when we feel like God is far and we feel like God is silent, God is faithful and God is moving on our behalf. Sometimes we want the miracle, let's be real. We want the blessing, but we don't want to give God all the praise. You want to sit on our praise. But I'm here to tell someone today, you have to give God the praise. You can't sit on your praise this season. You got to praise God with all that you have. And praising God is how we express our gratitude to God for all He has done and for what all He is about to do. Praising God strengthens our faith. Praising God strengthens our faith. And you can praise God in your own way. There are many forms of worship. You can praise God through singing, prayer, serving, meditating, giving. Giving is an act of worship. Meditating on God's word, dancing, fasting. Some people, when they praise God with a shout. Any of my shouting people out there? Some people love to shout. Hello, amen. Some people love to shout. That may not be your thing. You may just like to rock back and forth. You may want to, you know, lean side to side. You praise God in your own way. Don't let anyone tell you how to praise God. You do it in your own way. I'm a crying during worship. People know. My church, they know. I am a crying person. That's how I worship to God. But you got to find how you worship. Some people may fall out. Some people may leap. Or like my grandmother, she used to just wave her hand. And like the old school song used to say, if I can't say one word, I would just wave my hand. You have to just find your posture of worship and worship God like never before, because God is moving, and how we give glory to God is through our worship. God's been too good to us for us to sit on our worship. I want you to put in the chat, God's been too good to me for me to sit on my worship. I need y'all to put that in the chat. God's been too good to me for me to sit on my worship. I'm not going to sit on my worship in this season. Amen. As you guys come in, I see some new people on. This is Singles Who Pray. This is our prayer, pop-up prayer. And then we're giving a quick word, and then we're going to pray for all those that are on. So if you are viewing from my personal page, feel free to share. If you're in a private group, you can't share because it's a private group. But if you are viewing from my personal page, feel free to share. We will not sit on our worship. We will not sit on our worship. Amen. God has been too good to us for us to sit on our worship. Amen. Amen. God is so good. So the next thing is tell your testimony. As we did earlier, we shared the testimonies of the group. And God is so faithful. And I know someone was encouraged, uplifted. And someone, faith was strengthened, because someone may be going through the same thing that person, gave their testimony about. You may be going through a family member that's suffering from cancer. You may be going through something with someone who may have is sick in the hospital, and they gave their testimony of God healed them. They are no longer bound from the sickness in Jesus' name. So go with me to Mark 5:19. And he did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell him how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy on you. Amen. Go with me to 2 Timothy 1:8. Yes, God's been too good to me for me to sit on my worship. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. And lastly, go with me to Psalm 107:2. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others what he has redeemed you from your enemies. Amen. Stated earlier, when I was younger, I never understood the power of the testimony service. You know, back in the days, it would be kind of long, really long service, everybody testifying, and you know, you're just a child, like, okay, let's get this thing going. And I used to hear the stories and see how people were praising God for their testimony. And as a child, honestly, I didn't fully understand it. But as I got older, I understand the power of our testimony. How we manage our miracles is by telling our testimony. You never know how you can change someone's life by telling your testimony. You never know the impact you will have on someone else's life when you tell your testimony. When we tell our testimony, we're encouraging others. When we tell our testimony, we are witnessing to others about our faith in God. When we tell our testimony, we are evangelizing. You don't need to be a pastor, a minister, or hold a title in the church to evangelize. Because when you become a disciple of Christ, you become an evangelist. So I need someone to put in the comments, I am an evangelist. Because we're all called to testify in Jesus' name. We're all called to tell the goodness of the Lord, how God has saved you, how God has changed your life around, how God has healed you, how God has protected you from harm and danger. Like, if we really sit down, sometimes we feel like when you're going through a hard season, you feel like you don't have anything to testify about. But if you really sit down and think about all the things that you have encountered in your life, you have a testimony. God kept you. God kept your mind during the pandemic. So many things happened And we are still here. We are still standing, and God is still moving. So anytime you may feel like, oh my gosh, this, I'm going through the hardest season of my life, think about what God has brought you out of. So I need you to put in a comment, I am an evangelist and I'm here to testify. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. As you come in, this is Singles Who Pray Pop-Up Prayer. We are talking about managing our miracle, because God's going to give us a miracle. But what do we do? How do we, amen, rejoice? Oh my God, I love your name. Rejoice. See, her name is about posture of worship. I am an evangelist. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you are in the comments, you are called to testify. You don't have to have a title to testify. Every believer is an evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because when God gives us a miracle, God is looking to see how we manage it. Because we can get a miracle and then just forget about what God is still calling us to steward over that miracle. Amen. Assist is on. As you guys come in, feel free to share the broadcast. If you are viewing from my personal page, share the broadcast. This is Singles Who Pray. It is our pop-up prayer, and we are talking about managing our miracle, because God is moving in such a supernatural way on the earth. If you guys know, if you've been going to your services, you're seeing we're in a season of revival. God is doing something amazing, and we have to manage everything that God is doing. God is healing. How do we manage our healing? God is opening doors. How do we manage those open doors? Amen. So the next point is seek wisdom from the Lord for your miracle. Seek wisdom from the Lord for your miracle. Go with me to James 1 and 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who generously to all without reproach, it will be given to him. Hallelujah. I just love that scripture, because we can always go to God and ask God, what is the next step? Ask God, what should we do? God always is looking to give us the answer. Proverbs 3 and 13, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last scripture is Proverbs 19 and 20. Listen to the advice and accept instructions that you may gain wisdom in the future. Hallelujah. We need wisdom. We don't know everything. We shouldn't think like we know everything. We need wisdom in this season. For some of you who are going to receive the miracle of marriage, you have to seek God for wisdom, how to manage that marriage correctly, how to manage that relationship. Align yourself with godly figures who could give insight on how to have a healthy and lasting marriage. Be consistent in that relationship that God gives you. Don't mishandle it. Show up for that relationship. I'm talking about to the singles. You know, there's the Singles Who Pray, and many of you are waiting for marriage. Do the necessary work. If you need to go to counseling to, you know, get healed from past trauma, getting wisdom from your pastors on how to manage the traumas and the things that you've been through, do the work. That's how you walk in wisdom, by doing the work and being prepared for the next season of your life. God is looking for us to manage the miracle in Jesus' name, because God is going to give it to us. But how do you manage it? Because some of us, we forget. We get married, we get engaged, we forget about the things of God. We just don't even think about. We used to serve, we used to do all this, but once we get the miracle, we forget about the things that God already has called us to do. So we have to manage the miracle. Even when we get it, we get the engagement, we get the ring, we get the marriage, we get the family, we still got to stay in alignment with what God is calling us to do and manage that miracle of marriage. Let me say that one more time. I'm not going to stay on this long, but I want someone to get it, because sometimes we do forget. We do forget. Amen. Yes, it's okay to get counseling and help and therapy and coaching. Let's go. Like, we have to do the work so that we can manage the miracle. And I always think about that old movie. I forgot what movie it was. It was one of Tyler Perry movies when I guess she got a, what's her name? Jill Scott. She got the new man and she was ruining the relationship because she never had a good man. And that's, you know, she kept making mistakes and just being like, just acting out. because she got the miracle of, you know, a good relationship, but she couldn't love the man the way she was supposed to because she was so hurt. So when you get, you have to do the work in this season for your next season. That's how we manage what God has given us. God is looking to give us many things, and we have to manage it. When it comes to healing, some of us has been healed. We have to seek the Lord how to manage it. If you got healed from a certain sickness, we have to adapt a healthy lifestyle. We have to work out. We have to eat right. We have to keep our stress levels down. I'm in a coaching mode right now. We have to, you know, get away from the stress so we can manage our miracle. And we have to seek advice from the doctors. I know some of us are like maybe like me. I'm very holistic, but I'm going to listen to what the doctor said. You know, find out what is a good way for me to manage, you know, the miracle that God has given me in the area of my health. So sometimes we have to get wisdom on how to eat better, get a strategy from the Lord. What should I do so that I can manage my health better, so I won't go back into the same, you know, circles of getting sick again. So God has given us wisdom in this season. That's how we manage our miracle. We can't just get praying like, Lord, 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 heal me, but we go on to eat a cheeseburger, or we just eating bad all the time. We're not working out. We have to allow God to give us the wisdom. We have to sacrifice so that we can be healed. We can manage our healing in Jesus' name. Amen. As you guys come in, this is our pop-up prayer. I'm almost done with this this part of the message. And let's talk about financial miracle. Many of you have been praying for a financial miracle, a financial breakthrough. Yes, wisdom and common sense. Amen. Exactly. And that's what God is calling us to have in this season, wisdom. And then some things is common sense. We just have to be better because God wants us to live longer. God wants us to manage everything that he's given us. Some of us are getting financial miracles, and you know, God's going to give us more than we ever had before. So some of us may need to get a financial advisor. Some of us need to go to some classes that will help us to manage our finances. God's looking to give us abundance, but God is looking for us to be good stewards over what he has given us so he could bless us with more. And that's where you seek wisdom from people who have the experience to help you grow your finances and to keep your finances growing. And like I said earlier, when it comes to certain things, you have pastors who can give you wisdom and insight on the next direction of your life. You can get coaches and mentors to give you insight about a particular area of your life. And we have to be humble, because sometimes we feel like we know everything. We know what we should be doing, but we need to go back to God. Like, God, what do you think about this situation? God, what should I do? Sometimes you got to get off of social media. Sometimes you got to do something different, you know, fast. Find out what God is saying. Hear clearly. Get the people out your ears. People are telling you stuff, but you need to go to God first. The first thing is going to God and asking God for wisdom. And like I said, God is about to give you guys new jobs, elevating you with more responsibility. But God is looking to see, how do you manage your miracle in Jesus' name? Because Luke 12 and 48 says, to whom much is given, much is required. And what is required for us in this season of managing our miracle, when God opens the door, when God heals you, how do we manage our miracle in Jesus' name? And I pray that this word bless someone. We are going to pray really quickly. As you come in, this is Single Soup Praying. This is our pop-up prayer. We are talking about managing your miracle, because God is moving in such a supernatural way. He is opening doors, he is healing, he is setting free, and God is looking to see how we manage our miracle in Jesus' name. So we are going to pray. If you have a prayer request, you could put it in the chat and I will pray. I'm just going to just pray really quickly for the singles. Oh, God is so good. I pray that this message helps someone. I pray that someone was uplifted, and remember to manage your miracle. So let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this being a day we have never seen before. We thank you for you being a God that never fails. We thank you for you being a healing God. Thank you for being a provider. We thank you for being a way maker. We thank you for being a mind regulator, God. We thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves, God. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins, oh God. We thank you for how you make a way out of no way. We thank you for being a God that loves us more than we can ever imagine. Oh God, we just want to give you glory. We just want to give you praise. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the King of glory. There is no one like you. God, we just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praise. Hallelujah. We just want to give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just want to give you praise. There is no one like you, oh God. We can't move without you, oh God. We can't do anything without you, oh God. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for being a healing God. We thank you for being a God that opens doors. I know before, oh God, we thank you, God, for protecting us day in and day out as we go to our jobs, as we go about our day, God. We thank you for how you protect us, oh God, how you cover us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you how you protect our families, oh God. We thank you for keeping our families together, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for covering our churches, oh God, covering our communities, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the covering, oh God. And thank you for the souls that will be coming to you, oh God. Thank you for the souls that would give their lives to you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that you have gave in this season, oh God. We thank you with grateful hearts for your miraculous works, oh God, that you have done in our lives, oh God. We don't find it robbery to give you glory. We don't find it robbery to give you praise, God. We thank you for the blessings that you have given to us, oh God. And it's the love that you have shown us and the power you have shown us in this season, oh God. We just want to give you praise and we just want to give you glory, oh God. Lord, we pray for your wisdom in your guidance, oh God, so that we can manage our miracle that you have provided in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to give you glory and give you praise for the miracle that you have released in our lives, oh God, and the miracles that you're going to do in our lives, oh God. Lord, help us to be good stewards over the blessings that you have given us, oh God. Lord, give us integrity, oh God. Give us wisdom in this season, oh God. Lord, we come against any temptation, oh God, that will make us fall back into bad habits, oh God, that is not like you, oh God. Lord, remove us from any pride, any selfishness, oh God, Lord, or any greed that comes with us going backwards, oh God. Help us to manage our miracle in this season, oh God. Give us discernment on how we should manage our miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. Give us humility in this season, oh God, to ask for wisdom, oh God, how to manage our miracles, oh God. Give us a humble heart, oh God. Give us a mind that wants to serve you like never before, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for giving us the confidence, hallelujah, to tell our testimony, oh God. Lord, we thank you for giving us a testimony that's going to transform lives, oh God. That's going to encourage and empower people, oh God. Lord, thank you for the courage and opportunity to share our testimonies with others, oh God. Lord, help anyone out there that's maybe struggling with fear because they feel like they don't want to tell their testimony. Their testimony may feel like it's really bad or it's just shame connected to it, Lord. We have to release them from the shame, oh God. Release them from them thinking about what people think about them because of the result of their testimony, God. Lord, we ask that you give them a radical boldness, hallelujah, to share their testimony with others, oh God, so that people will be drawn to you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for our testimony, bringing glory to your name, oh God. We thank you for you taking the glory from our testimonies, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how a testimony is going to bring someone to Christ, hallelujah, so that they will insert themselves, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in that testimony, oh God, that they will connect to that person's testimony, that if they know you could do it for that person, that they can do it for them, oh God. They will see themselves, hallelujah, in that testimony, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for how you are giving the singles a greater anointing in this season, a greater confidence to tell their testimony, oh God, to walk in the gift of evangelists, because we are all called to evangelize. We are all called to tell the goodness of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, we ask that you would continue to stir up the gifts and the singles, oh God. Lord, give them greater wisdom, oh God. Give them, show them their purpose in this season, oh God. Show them where they're supposed to be, oh God. Show them the areas that they need to grow in, oh God. We ask you continue to grow their relationship with God through prayer, through fasting, through reading the word in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We remove the distractions that are bringing them further away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for healing on today. I'm led to pray for healing. We pray right now for the healing from the top of the head to the soles of the feet of anyone that needs a healing touch on today. Oh God, Lord, touch their mind. Oh God, touch their hearts, touch their bones, their muscles, their organs, every cell of their body. Lord, heal them from the top of the head to the soles of their feet. Oh God, Lord, I ask that you heal from diabetes, hypertension, breast cancer, asthma, acid reflux, pain in the body, undiagnosed sickness, migraine, skin disease, autoimmune disease, lung disease, fibroids, ongoing health issues. God, heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over that person who may be going through a sickness on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask for healing for mental illnesses, oh God, of bipolar, anxiety, depression, trauma, schizophrenia, PTSD, panic attacks, trauma, generational trauma, eating disorders, behavioral problems in children, mood disorders. Lord, we ask that you will heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Give them a supernatural healing, oh God. Give them peace, oh God. Someone can't sleep at night, oh God, because of the depression, oh God. Someone can't sleep at night because of the anxiety, oh God. Heal them, oh God. Heal their mind, oh God. Heal their heart, oh God. Bring comfort to their minds in the midnight hour. Bring comfort to their hearts in the midnight hour, oh God. Lord, we pray for the loved ones and the family who are the support system in this season of what they're going through, oh God. Give them the patience, oh God. Give them the understanding, oh God. Let that cover them in the mighty name of Jesus in prayer, oh God. Heal like only you can, God. Heal like only you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing power in this season, oh God. They would testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see some testimonies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to scroll up. As you guys come in, this is prayer, singles who pray. Prayer. I'm just going up, scrolling up, guys. I see some of your prayer requests. We have a prayer request for a family who lost their before they lost their dad. Lord, we ask that you will touch that family right now, oh God. We ask you will wrap their arms around them from losing someone that they love, their dad, oh God. We ask that you bring comfort. You ask that you give them strength and you give them understanding at this time, oh God. We ask that you will send love their way, oh God. People that will love them in their season of grieving, oh God. Lord, let them be able to grieve. Lord, oh God, send people around them that will allow them to grieve, oh God. Let them grieve their family member, oh God. Let them also celebrate their family member in this season, oh God. We ask that you would give them strength and comfort as they grieve in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. In the midnight hour, oh God, wrap your arms around that family, oh God, when they think about their loved one not being there, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will uplift them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for their sister and her children to remain safe and find a new home. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for her sister and her children. Oh God, we ask you to continue to cover them, cover that family, oh God, as they come and go, oh God, as the children go to school. We ask that you will send your angels around them as you protect them, oh God. Continue to keep them safe, oh God. Lord, we ask that they will find the dream home that they need, oh God, that it will be all that they need for their children, oh God, that it will be enough space, oh God, and it will be in a great area, a safe area where they will be safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for their neighbor's healing. It takes chemo, oh God. We ask that you will heal them from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, oh God. We ask that you will give them grace as they go through the chemotherapy, oh God, because that is a hard journey, oh God, but be with them on this journey, oh God. Astound the doctors, oh God, that they will be healed. They will have a miracle of healing, God. They will astound the doctors, oh God. They will be a walking miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. And as they go through this process, oh God, keep their mind, oh God, keep them uplifted, oh God. Send people around them who will uplift them as they go through this journey of chemo in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless my new friendship and the dreams. And thank you for the dream you shared about the baby. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, we ask that you would bless her new friendship, oh God, that it will be a great friendship, oh God. It will be a supportive friendship, oh God, that will be a friendship that is mutual, that they will uplift each other, that they will empower each other, that will be a friendship of love and care, and there won't be any backbiting, it won't be any pettiness. It will be a godly friendship that will uplift her and that will support her on her journey, oh God, with faith, that they will pray for each other, they will intercede for each other and be there for each other. It will be a friendship that will be beneficial for both of them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now for her baby sister being saved and delivered. God, we lift up her baby sister in the mighty name of Jesus. She belongs to you, oh God. We are believing that she will be delivered and saved, that she will be set free, oh God. We break up any bondage that she may have, oh God. We break off any deception that she may have, oh God, that she will see you, God, the way you see her, oh God, that she will be drawn to you, oh God. She will go to you and say, what do I need to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim her soul to Christ in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As you guys come here, just praying for the prayer request. So right now we're praying for her daughter's healing, prosperity, HSV, anxiety, and depression. Lord, we lift up her daughter, oh God. We ask that you would heal her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. We break off the depression, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We break off the anxiety, oh God. She will be healed of anxiety. She will be healed of depression, oh God. She won't have any panic attacks, oh God. She won't feel down and out, oh God. You are uplifting her in this season, oh God, that she would turn around and have a turnaround, oh God. She will be free of what the enemy is trying to do, oh God, in this season. Oh, we healed her from HSV, oh God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, she is healed, oh God, that she will have a testimony that she is healed from the top of the head to the soles of her feet. We thank you for the prosperity that is coming in the life of her daughter in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for a financial blessing. God, we thank you for the financial blessing. We thank you for the financial miracle, oh God. We thank you for how this person will be blessed with a financial door, oh God. You will give them a better employment, oh God, or we get the multiple streams of income, oh God, so that they could take care of every bill, oh God. They would take care of their needs, oh God, and that you will give them they will be a good steward over the blessings that is coming into their lives. Oh God, give them the strategy so they can make money. Also give them the strategy so that they can manage their finances when the blessing comes in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praying for my sister. Her dad had a heart procedure. Lord, we ask that you will give the doctors the right procedure, they will know what to do in this surgery, oh God, that he will recover and he will heal supernaturally, oh God, that they will do everything that they are supposed to do in the surgery, oh God, that you will cover him as he goes through that procedure, oh God. We thank you for the full healing and recovery that he will receive after that surgery, oh God. He won't have to go through any pain, that it will be a good recovery, oh God, and that you will uplift him during the healing process, oh God. Help him to heal in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' name, he is healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Someone is praying for a strategy in a new job. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you would give them the strategy that they need for their situation, oh God. Lord, we ask that they would take the time to pray, to seek your face, so that they would know what is the next step, what's the next door, oh God. Let them hear you clearly on what to do in this season, oh God. We ask that you would take away any sounds from any other people that are trying to tell them what to do, that they will hear from you clearly on what to do in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray right now for a new job, oh God. It will be what they've been praying for. It will exceed what they've been praying for. It will be more than what they can imagine. Lord, give them favor on that job, oh God. Give them the right position with the right co-workers, with the right bosses, oh God, that they can flourish, they can grow in that. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you guys for staying on. I know it's been a little long today, but God is just moving on today. We just give God praise. We give him glory. It's all God. It's all to the glory of God. Yes, we pray for favor. Hallelujah. Favor for every single, favor for every person that is waiting for an open door, waiting for something to happen. We ask for favor for the singles, oh God, that people would just give they would just give to the singles, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have one more prayer request. If you have some prayer, we're about to close. I don't want to have you guys on for too long. Thank you guys for staying on. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't have to stay on, but y'all stayed on in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we pray for the prayers of the members here being answered. Yes, we are agreeing together because we are a family. You know, we pray for each other. As I get on here, we are praying together. Not just I'm on here praying, but you guys are praying where you are too. And that's how we uplift each other. We pray together. When you see the prayer request in the group, we pray together for everyone who is seeking prayer. That's how we grow. That's how we see God do something amazing. When we agree, because when two are gathered together, two or three are gathered in his name, God is in the midst. God is in the midst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The prayers are answered in Jesus' name. And you guys are going to come back and testify. Some of y'all are going to come back and testify before this month is over. A supernatural door. I don't know what it's for. It's going to be something new is coming. It could be a new job. It could be something that you've been waiting for since last year. You're going to see it happen before this month is over. It started last year, but it didn't happen yet. But it's going to happen this month. So I don't know who that's for, but I pray now that God would just open the door. And we are believing and standing in agreement. God is already doing it. People are being healed. People are getting new jobs. God is moving in the lives of your family. God is doing it. And we just got to stay, got to remember managing our miracle. We can't get off the wall. We got to stay in prayer. Singles who pray. We got to keep, you know, praising God when God does it. Praise God. Continue to, don't sit on your worship in this season. Praise God. Oh, thank you so much, sis. Yes, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Oh, to God be, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I receive that. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is just moving, and it's just, God is moving in such a crazy way, and I'm just so in awe of what God is doing in this season, in the churches, in the world. Revival is happening, God, bringing people to Christ. So look, be ready for the people that are coming to Christ. They're going to need your prayer. They're going to need your love. They're going to need your support because God is doing something in the earth. And we are excited. So I don't know who was listening. I know I'm streaming from my personal page, and I don't want to end without giving someone the opportunity to come to Christ because I have a great, I know I have my Singles Who Pray group, but on my personal page, I have a lot of friends who I know, you know, they may not know Christ. So if you are listening, you're on, you've been hearing a lot about Christ, and you've been hearing, to God be the glory, rejoice, to God be the glory. I just want to be obedient to what God is calling me to do. So thank you guys for your prayer. I know you guys are always praying for me. Always praying for me. So I bless God. So I just want to give someone an opportunity because I have a great group of friends. And, you know, I know everyone is not saved. So if one of you, even a Facebook friend, you've been listening, you've been following for a while, you want to know about the God that we serve. You heard the testimonies. You heard about the miracles that God has happened. You heard about, you know, God just from posts. And you want to know who God is. And listen, I was not always saved. Like, I grew up in church, but I left the church for a long time doing my own thing. Got in some trouble and stuff, but God saw it fit to bring me back to him. And, you know, if I'm so happy I didn't think about me being perfect or I didn't have to, you know, be perfect to come back to Christ. I came just like I was, ratchet and everything, and God cleaned me up. And it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. I still was struggling with a lot of things. Even as a believer, we struggle. I still struggle with certain things, but God is God's grace on my life that I'm submitting my life to Christ, that he moves. So it's like, don't think you have to be perfect to come to Christ. So I don't know if that's someone listening. Maybe you want to give your life to Christ, or maybe you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You fell back a little bit. You know, did some things. You just want to rededicate your life back to Christ. This is a perfect time to give your life to Christ. You don't have to be perfect. I'm telling you, you don't have to wear a certain thing. You don't have to look a certain way. You just got to have a submitted heart. Like, you know, I'm tired of doing this life alone. I need God to step in. I need to be in alignment with God. So I'm here to just, you know, that's you. Just, you don't even have to say anything. Message me. I'm just going to say the prayer. And if you feel like this is, you said the prayer in private, message me and we'll follow up. But if that is you, I want you to just repeat with me. Lord, today we repent if there is anything that's not like us. Lord, we ask that you remove it from our hearts and our minds. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for loving us and caring for us. You know every detail about us and you still love us. And God, today, we give our lives over to you. We give our hearts over to you. We accept you as Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. So if that is you, hallelujah. We rejoice right now for giving your life to Christ. Welcome to the family of Christ. And if you need a church home, I know many churches online and in person. I know I have a lot of people who are in different states and countries, but I can give a recommendation to a church. I can recommend you to someone, but you don't have to do this journey alone. You can join our Singles of Prayer group. We will support you. We will encourage you. You can message me. My message is always open if you need prayer. So I just want to say thank you, everyone, for staying on for this long. You know, guys, I don't be on long like this. To God be the glory for all he has done. We give God glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. So I just want you guys to have a great weekend and enjoy. And God bless you guys. Love you guys. Bye.